Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello. Oh, were you going to hello?
Yeah, but you go for it.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome
to Off Script.
I'm Bree.
I'm Allie. And we're getting better at that.
Yeah. Except for I really, the reason why I just paused was because I was about to be like, what was I going to say? Oh. Exciting news, everyone. We were accepted to be a part of the nerd party.
Woohoo! Look at us. If you remember, it's from our minisode where we were at Page Turner Books.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's basically like this huge block party.
And Off Script gets to be there.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's super exciting.
So yeah, stop by.
We'll post more about it the sooner, closer it gets.
Yeah, once we have a better game plan. Anyways, we're here for a minisode.
Yeah, and we figured last week or the week before?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Was Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Let's chat about it.
Yeah, because we kind of gave you what we would be wanting to do.
Uh-huh, and I was supposed to post pictures, and I didn't, so let's post them all now.
That's what I figured. I just got us, we got to start with the most off-script thing that happened there, right?
Yes.
Veronica Roth?
Yes.
So Veronica Roth went to Comic-Con this year, guys, which I was really excited about because she's one of my favorite authors. She, if you are unfamiliar, horrible timing, because if you listen to this podcast, you definitely heard her name last week.
Yes. She's the author of Divergent, the whole series.
Mm-hmm. And so I went to one of her panels. I had hoped to go to her book signing the first day that she was there, but I missed it because I was freaking at the Lord of the Rings panel.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will. And so I tried to run to get to her autograph, but her line got capped quick. And I was so bummed because I planned on asking about her feelings on Allegiant, because this has been my like dying, burning question ever since the damn movie came out. And at the panel, I was like, if they do fan questions, maybe I'll ask. But then I was like, I'm too nervous. And John was like, don't worry, I'll ask. And I was like, oh. Then we get to the panel and they start talking about having fan questions. So John like pats me on the back and I was like, oh, I guess you can't see. I just started shaking my head, guys. And John was like, okay, what was the question you wanted me to ask? So I texted it to him. And then, of course, he went and asked and he called me out. He was like, hi, my name is John Brown. I'm from Seattle. And this question is Veronica, but it's from my girlfriend who's too shy to come up here and ask this question. It's like rude. Even more embarrassing because I'm like the one girl in the back with her phone up. Right.
Because we got the audio, so we'll be able to play it for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured, do you want to play it at the our Allegiant or our Divergent
That's
bonus?
Actually a great idea.
So we don't, even though it's very obvious which one you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
But so we don't spoil too much.
That's super smart, actually. Yeah.
So you can give him a little sneak peek.
Yeah. Anyway, her answer made me very happy. And then the next day, unbeknownst to me, she had an autograph session. I had no idea. It was because it was part of a panel that she had been a part of. And so it was called the panels signing. So I wasn't clicking it. And me and John were on the, like, where the signings were happening was basically Artist Alley. And so we were there and he's like, do you want to go check and see if she's doing a signing? And I was like, I guess, but she's not. Like, I've looked on the app and I don't see her doing a signing today. And then we walk by and her stuff's set up like she's doing a signing. And I was like, this is weird. And then he finds a sign that says she's doing a signing. So then I asked, I was like, is Veronica Roth signing today? They're like, yeah. So then I went and I stood in line for her signature and I got her signature. And then I got to talk to her a little bit more about her response, which made me even happier. Yeah.
I haven't heard what more she said. You just told me that.
Oh,
so I'm excited. You just told me that you said I was the girlfriend.
Oh, no, we then talked.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited.
I told you.
No, I have not.
Yeah. So you'll hear that in our Divergent minisode.
Yes.
Bonus minisode.
Yep. Couple of weeks.
Yeah. Allie, let's talk about your Comic-Con day.
Yeah, so I only went one day. Brie went all four.
Mm-hmm.
So I went Saturday. And oh, my lanta. Okay.
First off, Saturday was the day that, like, Chris Evans was there, mm-hmm. and because he was there and his panel was right away, it was reported that 100,000 people were going to be there that day.
So it seemed like way more.
I was gonna say I could believe it.
Yeah, it seemed like way more.
Yeah.
Because right after his panel, so I went with, this is only my second year ever going. My first year was right after COVID,
mm-hmm.
and
when everything was super wonky.
It was slower. It was at a different time. Like, normally it's always in March, but that year it was in August. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'll just invite my brother because it's his birthday weekend. So I was like, I'll take him and I'll buy him a gift or whatever. Not expecting him to want to go because I've asked him before and he said no. But he said, yeah. So I was like, oh, cool. And so, you know, I'm waiting for him and finding parking and everything. So we weren't planning on going to the Chris Evans one, but we wouldn't have made it anyways. Okay, so then, so Brie and John went off to go see the Chris Evans because I wasn't a big deal to me. And
whereas me, he's Captain America.
I know, he's my second favorite superhero. You'd think I'd want to see him, but I was kind of going for, like, my brother to have him mm-hmm. have fun.
Yeah.
And
he's not a panel dude.
No. But he did agree to go see the Lord of the Rings one with me. Now, the Lord of the Rings one was right after Chris Evans. So anyone who wanted to stay could stay.
Mm-hmm.
I get there and I'm like,
well, also, the Chris Evans panel started at 10:45. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is key for a little fact that I'll say after you finish.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was it.
Oh, no, you just said we get there and then I cut you off.
Oh, okay. So we get there. And then I'm like, okay, we got to get in line. Brie said to get in line like 15 minutes before. You know what?
Because I've never seen a line like this.
Yeah. But I was like, hey, the Chris Evans panel is just ending now. That'll be a half an hour before. Let's go get in line. And we get over there to get in line. And the line is like a snake. Wraps and wraps. It wraps around the whole, not the whole building, but the whole top floor. And the whole time I'm like, there's no way we're getting in. There's no way. Nope. There's no way. My brother's like, you've said that like five times. I was like, well, there's no way. And there was no way.
She kept texting me and I was like, you'll be fine. You'll get in. I was like, I bet half these people are going to leave. Because in my head, I didn't think that the line was wrapping all the way around. I thought it was just a small little line.
There was no way.
No, I left the room to go to the bathroom and had John hold my spot. And when I got out and I started walking, I was like, oh, I'll get to the end of the line. And I walked around the corner and I still didn't see Allie. And I was like, what the heck? And I was like, where the heck is the end of the line? And then I saw it snake into a corner that I didn't even know existed and wrap back around.
And then went back deeper into a corner. And yeah, then,
and it, like, where I was, the end of the line basically started where I was coming from the panel where the start of the line is.
Yeah. It was bad.
Like, oh, Allie, you're not kidding.
No. And, like, I debated because we had waited in line for a half hour and I was like, there's five more minutes till the panel even like
mm-hmm.
starts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe they'll let us. I was like, but this is pointless. I've moved like 5 feet. And so
Yeah.
My brother and I just went down and...
And then I saw Emerald City posted on their Instagram story that at 10:30, when the Chris Evans panel started at 10:45, that they had capped the line for the Lord of the Rings.
Why wouldn't they tell us?
That's what's stupid.
What they said was, there's a possibility you won't make it in for Lord of the Rings. Back at where I was. You should have flat out said, y'all aren't going to make it in. Because even if every single person left the Chris Evans panel, mm-hmm. I don't think there would have been room.
No, there would have.
Back to where I was?
Yeah. If that whole entire line got to go in, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Easy.
Oh, I didn't know how big the room was. I've never been to a panel before.
I know. It's one of the larger... That's why I kept telling... Because John kept saying it, too. He was like, I don't think they're going to get in. And I was like, yes, they will. You guys are smoking crack.
So I didn't get to see my boys. But then
it's
like... I know,
and they were hilarious. That was John's favorite panel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I have pictures of Cameron who met... Sean Astin, because it was Sean Astin, Elijah Wood, and
John Rhys Davies.
Yeah, Gimli. And so I'm like, back when Riley was like one, it was a work night, so I didn't want my mom to have to watch her, mm-hmm. and because the panel went until late. But Sean Astin was doing a free panel at like a church, talking mm-hmm. about his whole acting career. So he mm-hmm. talked about like
the Goonies,
Rudy, and so like all this sort of stuff. And Cameron's sister's huge, like that's her celebrity crush.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just saw it on like the wall of like Fred Meyer or something that. Yeah, where the advertisements are. And so they went, and I was like, well, I'm not gonna ask my mom, so it's fine, I'll go home. Or stay home with Riley. They like have like intimate pictures of like doing duck face with him and like all this sort of stuff, and I'm like, should have freaking gone, dang nabbit. But then I was like, that's okay, now I can go at least watch him. Should have freaking gone. But that's okay, you know what, oh well. So that was how my Comic-Con day started.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you hung out with me and John.
Yeah. So my brother and I, while you are in the panel, we walked Artist Alley and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he eventually left because he was doing a birthday road trip the next day. So he didn't want to stay super late. And then we went and we did... Well, I
know we did the murder mystery.
Yeah, because we...
That's how we ended.
Mm-hmm.
I got too drunk.
Super fun.
It was a blast.
Foul play.
It was really hard.
Woman's owned... company.
Mm-hmm. I really wish they did like 2 or 3 hour blocks for those.
Yeah, it was not long enough.
No. I mean, I obviously get why they can't, but right. Also I'm like, next year, guys.
We could not talk to everybody, and everybody thought we were the murderers. So we got an award because to get more people in, your group was like one person. So, which was super hard we kept telling like mismatched lies. I just imagined if it was one person.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there arguing with yourself about like what you want to say. Like, what? So we thoroughly confused everybody.
Well, I kept going to the bar and then coming back to the conversation, like halfway through conversation, being like, no, it's this. And then Allie and John would look at me like, shut up. What are you saying?
She did it so well that one of the people...
That's my favorite story.
They, like, in the end, we released all our secrets and everything, like, just revealed everything, right, after the game was over. And they said something like, we hated what's-her-name for cheating on us. And the creators of the game were like, what? She didn't cheat on you. She died. And then it's because Brie comes in at one point and is like, oh, yeah, I saw her. What'd you say?
Literally the first people we're talking to, they're asking us about the Avery or whoever it was because they're her lover. And then they're like, have you seen her around with anyone else? I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen her with many people.
And it's like, nope. And so that was cool.
After that, he came up to me and was like, you did really good. I believed you. I really thought she was cheating on us.
I just love that the creator of the game is like, what are you talking about? But no,
she didn't cheat. She died.
Yeah. It was super fun. And I kind of liked being the everyone thought we did it. I mean, it was very hard because we're like, oh my God, we got to come up with all these lies. And like, we didn't do it. But like, what are we mm-hmm. supposed to say?
We didn't do it. But our story sounded like we did it.
Oh, yeah, it definitely sounded. Mm-hmm. We were that character that was the obvious choice yeah. that was supposed to distract everyone from the real murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And it
and
worked.
Then they believed us.
Yeah.
They believed us. We didn't know what we were doing.
They believed us because we sucked. And we were like, mm-hmm. arguing with ourselves about how do we get out of this situation.
I know. And we accidentally, unbeknownst to ourselves, got everyone to vote against us when we wanted them to vote for us. Like,
because we were supposed to take over, like, this. Oh, it was a circus theme, and we were supposed to be the new ringleader. So, our whole goal, like, we should have been trying to figure out who the murderer was, right? But we're like, we gotta get people's votes so we can be the new ringleader. And but we're going up to everybody.
We didn't realize that that meant we needed them to vote for a certain person to back the circus.
Yeah, it was like the person that, like, was the financial lead or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're over here, like, ugh. He seems kind of shady, doesn't he? And we're throwing.
He's the reason why she died.
We ended up even voting for him as the murderer. But and then after, it's like the lady's like, okay, who votes for such and such and our person? And we're like, what?
I know, we sat there and we were like,
oh, crap. We've really failed at that.
Yeah, that sucked.
But they're such a good company and they send you the whole kit. Mm-hmm. So that the host of the company gets to play too and not know the end results.
Yeah.
It was
that's neat.
Super fun.
Oh, it's a blast. I did it last year all by myself. And
were
I knew
a lot better than we were as a group.
I was an investigator last year.
Oh,
so
it's not
it
as
was
fun.
No, it's really not. Because then you're just a person who's like going around talking to people without like.
I wonder if.
Especially since. All of the people are trying to find other people to talk to and like, I'm supposed to tell you this. So here's that.
I wonder if in like if you get it for your house when there aren't 24 characters like there are there, they take mm-hmm. all the investigators out.
Probably.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I wouldn't want to be an investigator.
Because the ones that Nee throws.
They don't have investigators.
No, everyone's a character. Yeah, there's characters where you can tell that they are not important characters.
Yeah.
But it's not like investigator. But yeah, so that was fun.
That was fun. That was our final thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about your other 3 days.
We did a lot of walking around, a lot of shopping. John did Rocky Horror with me again.
And this was John's first time at Comic-Con.
Yes, it was. I thought you were going to say Rocky Horror. I was like, no, he went with me and Sierra. Yes, this was his first time at Comic-Con, so it felt. Except for he said it's way smaller than PAX. So he wasn't.
That's what Paul said too.
As overwhelmed.
Paul does PAX too.
Mm-hmm. PAX is.
Yeah, Paul was
much
like.
Much larger.
Like the will call room was basically empty. Except
okay.
for will call.
In Comic-Con's defense, they also changed stuff up that they changed last year so that everything was in one building. And then this year. They decided to go back to having it in two buildings, but literally the second building was so like there was nothing there. It was really stupid.
Super small. It was where they did the autographs and the pictures and mm-hmm. stuff. But yeah, Paul's like, why is this room empty?
John would walk through an empty room and be like, such a waste of empty space.
I know, that's what Paul did you.
I was like, hi, yeah, yes.
Wow, boys.
Snobby PAX guy over here. He was even like looking at the badge for Comic-Con. I was like, the PAX one is way cooler.
Yeah, that's what Paul did. He's like, what is this weird character on this? Wow, these boys.
John literally was like, I think PAX has a bigger budget.
Well, fine. You're yeah. not invited next
exactly.
time.
Exactly. I was like, screw you.
I'm excited to go to PAX, though. I'm going to go do that this year.
Oh, I'm excited. And I told John, I was like, when we do PAX, we're doing all 4 days.
Nice.
Because one day at PAX is not enough for someone
that's
who
what,
likes to sit and play video
that's
games.
That's what Paul said. He's like, 2 days is perfect. Mm-hmm. If like day one, you can scope everything out and day two, you can play all day. I'm like, yeah, but I have kids. So Paul, you go. Brie, you go. Figure out the fun ones and then I'll go.
I know, but it's so hard because I might think fun ones are different than what you think. Or like last year when I went, one of my favorite games ended up being a game that like isn't even, it's, I don't know if you can access it, but it was like college students finals. And so they had a little booth to showcase and like for people if they wanted to go to the school to, you know, sign up. And they let you play their game that they created. And I was like, this is so much fun. And you just sit there and you can sit there for as long as you like. No one tells you to leave. I sat there and I played a different game that was, I can't remember the name of it, but you were missing different pieces of a room in a house and you like had to find where they were hidden and put them in place. What else did I play? John really wanted to play Path of Exile, but that line was like
super long.
Yeah, that's the problem too. A lot of the lines are really long. So if you're there only one day, you're wasting your time in the line.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, that's why I was like,
well, I won't go on a Saturday.
Especially because PAX is not only video games, but it's board games too.
Right.
And so there's a whole library. And unlike Comic-Con, especially this year, Comic-Con's board game stuff this year sucked.
It really did.
I was so mad. But PAX, the whole Artist Alley where in Comic-Con this year is where the board game library was for PAX last year. And it's filled with games that you can rent.
Oh, cool.
And then you just sit and play them.
That's cool. Yeah, see, just go because I'm not really a video game person. So I would just do the board game part. Cool.
Yeah. And then I ended with the Twilight cast.
Oh, yes. Gotta talk about that.
Yeah. I almost didn't do anything with them. I thought about doing a photo op with Kellen because how could I not with Emmett? Duh. But I didn't want to spend the money, surprisingly. Normally, I'm like, yes, do it. But I'm in a different boat this year. And so I wasn't going to do anything. And I was like, I'll just go to the panel. But then the night before, I realized I was like, oh, I don't have his autograph in my red carpet premiere book where I have a bunch of everyone else's autographs. So I was like, I'm going to take that and have him sign it. So I went and I got his signature.
Was his signature the same price as a photo?
$20 less.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he was doing this thing where he had two dice and if you rolled a 7, he would take a Polaroid with you and you would get the Polaroid.
That's cute.
Yeah. I did not roll a 7 and he let John roll 2 and John did not roll a 7. I was so mad. And then we left and John, I have learned no matter whether it's a photo op or an autograph, I suck at talking to celebs. John, like an hour after the signing, was like, I was really surprised you didn't talk to him more. I was like, what? He was like, you know, you could have just asked him, like, what was it like working with Rob? And I was like, I didn't think of that. He was like, you didn't think before you got up there what you should say? And I was like, I just knew I wanted to tell him he played my favorite Cullen sibling.
Oh, my gosh. Was John able to take pictures while signing or did they say no phones out?
I didn't tell him to try because what? I was worried about getting told no.
Oh, my gosh. Worst thing is, like, you're not allowed to do that.
I know. I should have just told him to. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Man.
I know. So
opportunity missed.
Opportunity missed. I didn't talk to him.
But you got your signature.
I got my signature. I went to the panel. The panel was hilarious. It had me laughing a lot.
Good.
Yeah.
How'd John think of the panel?
He actually liked it too.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he like the movies?
He's watched them.
That's good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah.
Okay, cool. Do we have anything else?
No.
Nothing else you did? Nothing else that
sparked
joy?
I bought 3 board games.
And we played one. That was fun.
Yeah. And
tell them what the seller told you about how.
Oh. So I've been wanting to play this game. It's called The Night Cage for a really long time. And it was at Comic-Con to purchase. And John went and asked if they had a copy available to play because he was like, maybe we should play it before we buy it. And unfortunately, they didn't. But the lady that he asked was like, but I've played that game and I love it. And she's like, I lost, but I still love it. And I still want to play it again because I want to beat it. And she's like, so if you're into games where, wait, shoot, I'm going to say it wrong now. She basically was just like, if you're into games where you can never win.
And you keep losing and you just, it draws you back because you feel the need to try until you win.
This is the game for you.
AKA Mansions of Madness. I don't think we've won twice.
Yeah.
I've only won once. Have you won another time?
No.
Okay, we've won once.
Yeah, it's like, wait.
When did we win? Because now I can't remember.
With John.
Was it like an actual win? Why do I feel like we were like, or it was
no,
like.
I'm positive it was.
Cusp of
because
our...
we were so excited. We were like, oh, we did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember overjoying being excited. I think I would.
I think it's because we did a very, very easy one.
That's why.
Where it wasn't as like, man, if we do the museum one and we win, or the parade one, or
one of the five stars.
Yes. And win that one, I would be happy.
Success.
Yeah.
Just gotta try again.
Yeah. But I think me and Allie will make minisodes of us playing those. So
yeah, possibly.
Stay Why tuned not? For that.
Got to.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, coming up next, guys, we're in
it's
for a doozy.
Mystery.
Yes. It's either going to be 5 feet apart, which is what we originally planned on releasing that day.
Nope. We originally planned on releasing. Yep. I'm just kidding. I'm a week behind. Yep. You're right. I'll stop talking.
Or it's going to be a dog's purpose, because recording for that, we're going to try and get it done today. As in the Thursday before it's supposed to release.
Yes, we're recording on the 14th. It's supposed to come out the 18th.
So wish us luck.
But if we do not, 5 feet apart came out last Monday.
And a dog's purpose is coming out this week.
I know we've confused you because we have said in all our previous posts and podcast that's what's coming out, but
guess what, season 3 and 4 is very confusing.
we're just hanging in there. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Talk to you later.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.